פרגריף תזיין, וזה בחינס שנאמר שם מיד אחר כך, and this is why the Torah writes immediately after this, אתו ובסביך תיסו את אבוין המקדוש. Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron HaKohen, you and your family are going to be responsible for any sins related to the Beis HaMikdash. Ki zehu avoidas hatzadikim, lahamtik hadinim mikol Yisrael. Because this is the main work of the true tzadikim, to sweeten all the judgments that are against Klal Yisrael. Any midas hadin that's pointed at any Jew or at the entire Jewish people, the tzaddikim are the ones who are supposed to try to engage that and try to sweeten that din, to reverse that din. That's how they take the Jews out of sins, which are brought about through the Yetzirah, who draws all of his energy and strength from the Midas Hadin. That's where the Yetzirah draws his power from. He draws energy from din, and he uses that energy to get the Jews to commit sins. And then he goes up and prosecutes, he goes up and testifies before the heavenly court against the Jew, and then Hashem gives him a baseball bat and says, now you go down and beat him up, kill him. It's that same angel who's all from the left side, that Midas Hadin. Ki hatzadikim hagedoilim meshabrim hayetzahara shel ma'ala. Because the very, very great tzadikim, they destroy, they defeat the Yetzirah that's very high up, shehu bechinas dinim, who is not an angel who's trying to get people to eat ice cream and stuff like that. This is an angel who's ruchni, he's all spiritual, he's midas hadin. Umamtiken umevatlin kol hadinim. And these tzadikim have the ability to sweeten and eliminate all din. We have the tefillah that Rav Nosson Zal got from Rabbeinu Zal. We have the short version. Yehi rotzon melfanecha sheyimtiku hadinin v'akvurois hakoshos me'al so-and-so, you know, ayidei pele elyoin shu chasodim gdoilim v'rachmim gmurim u'pshutim shem behem shom taroivis din klal. That to be able to draw a light from so high a place where there is no din there whatsoever, there's no possibility of din. And by these greatest tzaddikim being able to eliminate din, they shut down the Yetzirah, because that's his energy, that's his where it draws his power. Umatzilin Yisrael mi'avonos, thereby saving the Jews from sins. The Yetzirah is out of business, there's no sins being performed. V'alkein hatzadikim mekablim al atzmon yisurin b'shvil avoynos Yisrael. And this is why we find also the Torah tells us that the tzadikim accept upon themselves suffering and pain and all kinds of things in order to atone for the sins of the Jewish people. Kama shekosev, as the pasuk says, ochein cholyenu hu nosa. He suffers for their sins, he carries their sins. Rahman al San Hasusham. Kitzad Hatzadikim Hagedoilim Toilin Kola Hasroinois Biatzman. Because the great tzadikim, they blame themselves for all the problems. There's a very beautiful word that I once heard 38 years ago, from one of the Breslov leaders here in Eretz Yisrael, where he says that there's one place in the Torah where Moshe Rabbeinu blasted the Jews, and we're told that he got punished for it because he used so harsh a term. He said, "Mamrim heisem, you're a bunch of rebels." So one of the next words are, "Miyoyim dati eschem, from the day I know you, you're a bunch of rebels, a bunch of bums." So one of the Mefarshim points out, look what Moshe Rabbeinu said here. From when I met you, from the day I met you, from when I came, when I became in charge, that's from when you're rebels. Meaning that again, who was Moshe Rabbeinu pointing a finger at? Himself. Miyoyim dati eschem, from when I know you, you're a bunch of rebels. Before that, there was Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, but since I'm around, you're just a bunch of bums. Ki atzadikim agdoilim toilen kol hachesroinos biatzmon. The great tzadikim place all the blame, all the deficient, they blame themselves for all the deficiencies. She'oimrim shamachmas she'eino mamtikim hadin koroi. They say that because I have not been mamtik v'din properly the way I was supposed to, machmaseh boim Yisrael avoinus hashem. That's why the Yetzer is still functioning, and he's still beating Jews up. He's still getting Jews to commit sins. V'alkein heim soivlem avoinus Yisrael. And this is why the tzaddikim suffer. They take upon themselves the suffering of the sins of the Jews, because they hold themselves responsible. V'zeh bechinas. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron HaKohen. Ato u'beisovicho tisu es avoin hamikdash. You and the house of your father, your family, will be responsible for the sin of the Mikdash. Ki heim tzrichim lishmor Yisrael mi'avoinois. Because the tzaddikim are the ones who are supposed to guard the Jewish people from sins, who are supposed to protect us from sins. How? By shutting down the Yetzer Hara. How? By being mamtik all the dinim. The tzaddikim have to be involved in sweetening all the different types of din in the world. When they succeed in that, they succeed in eliminating the power, the source of energy of the Yetzer Hara, thereby saving the Jews from sins. This is why this is the main avoid of tzaddikim. I mentioned once that I once saw in the Ben Ish Chai that he mentions by the awesome story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar when they were forced to run for their lives because Rabbi Shimon Yochai had said something against the Roman government, so they were forced to hide. It says they went to hide in a cave, and Hashem made a miracle that a carob tree sprung up immediately, which was a miracle within a miracle, because for any tree to spring up was a miracle. The carob tree happens to take 70 years to generate fruit, and here it was cranking out fruit on day one, number one, and a spring of water was there. And this is what they were able to subsist on during those 13 years. Now, question, why couldn't Hashem put a Baskin-Robbins there, or at least a Sova, or, you know, one something, you know, Amos, you know. So the Ben Ish Chai points out, watch this. The word for a carob tree, the word charuv, ches, reish, vav, veis, is bigimatria gvura. Water, we know, a spring of water, water is always meimei hachesed, the waters of chesed. Hashem was showing Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar, guess what? Guess what your mission is? Hamtokas hadinim. That's what this is all about. It's taking the charuv, it's taking gevura, and sweetening it with the waters. This is the avoidah of the great tzaddikim. And again, in the Sifrei Chassidus, and so they show us how the tzaddikim go about this. When a tzaddik eats, every single thing a tzaddik does, when he doesn't, it's all about Hamtoka Sadinim. And again, the Arizal is the one who opened this up for us in such an incredible way, in clarifying the whole Torah, all the mitzvahs and everything, and showing how this is what it's really all about. Hamtoka Sadinim. Paragraph Yud Zayin. Ubebechina zois yesh kama chilukim. And regarding this issue that we're discussing here about the various Yetzaharas and all the different levels, there's all kinds of differences, afilu bein hatzadikim hagedoilim ma'oid. Even among the greatest of tzadikim, they're not the same. They are not all the same. Kamay shekosu bezoyar, as the Zohar HaKadosh describes, hachilik, the difference, shebein noyach, the Avraham, u'moshe. The Zohar HaKadosh goes into detail to show three completely different levels. Shem Moshe zocho lahamtik kol toikef hadinim yoiser mikulam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who succeeded in sweetening the most powerful midas hadin that could possibly be, more than all the other tzaddikim, including Avram Avinu, including Noach. Which din? The Gemara says. The Gemara says, Kol zman sheyesh avodah zarah boilam, charoin af boilam. As long as there's idol worship in the world, there's the anger of Hashem in the world. You can't get more din than that, right? Charoin af, anger, Hashem's anger. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu encountered and reversed. Moshe Rabbeinu got Hashem to say, Solachti kidvorecha. I forgive them totally. Umosar nafshoy. Moshe Rabbeinu put his life on the line. He said, Hashem, kill me. You're going to kill? I'm first. Vehitzel es Yisrael. And he saved the Jewish people. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. The Arizal says, that's why he said, Hashem, if you forgive them, fine. Vemai, and if not, mocheni na, please erase me. What kind of word is that? Erase. The Arizal says the word mocheni is the letters mei noyach. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm not going to make the mistake that Noach made, that he didn't daven, he didn't fight to the end, to the bitter end. And that's why the flood is called mei noyach, Noah's flood. I ain't doing this anymore. I'm going to get it right this time. And this time I'm going to be mispah. This time I'm saying mocheni. You're going to kill, you're going to kill me first. And that's how he succeeded in being mamtik the din totally. The Iker Shlemus Bechina Zois Yehi Enigmar Al Yidei Moshiach. Who's going to be the one to finish this, to perfect this to the highest, to complete the job? Moshiach. Shehu Moshe Biatzmoy, which is Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Shehu Moiser Nafshoy Adayin Beshvil Yisrael, who is still putting his life on the line today for the Jewish people. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Moshe Isa Bechol Dor Avadora. Moshe Rabbeinu is found in every single generation. His neshama goes into the greatest of tzaddikim, and he powers them. He helps them be able to do what a Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to be doing, defending the Jews and helping the Jews and being mamtik dinim. V'sovil marin ba'adom, kol yemei agolus. Moshe Rabbeinu continues to be suffering pain, all kinds of pain and struggle because of us as long as we are in exile. Ad sheyigmor eshaloi, until he'll finish what he needs to do. Sheyamtik kol hadinim Yisrael, he will sweeten all the dinim from Klal Yisrael, v'yevatel koyach hayetzahara, and will eliminate completely, he'll shut down the nuclear reactors of the Yetzahara, v'yovies hagula b'mheira v'yameinu, and he will bring the complete redemption speedily in our days, v'yoshiv kol Yisrael Hashem Yisporach be'emes, and he will get all of Klal Yisrael to do a real tshuva to Hashem. Kize Iker Avoidas Moshe Moshiach, because this is the main mission and the main work of Moshe Rabbeinu Moshiach, Lahamtik Shoirish Hadin Hueloin Lamala Lamala, to sweeten the highest din, the source of all din in the highest place. Ad sheyizbatlu memela kol hadinim shelamato v'chol yitzrim ruam shenkemhem. And once you knock that one down, you have the domino effect. Once you knock out that din on the highest level, automatically all the ones below it get knocked down also. And all the Yetzaharas that were drawing from all of those dinim all get shut down. Vaydezeh Yoshuvu Yisrael Hashem Yisborach. And through this, the Jews will be zecha to return to Hashem, v'sovoy ha'gula b'mehera b'yameinu. And we'll be zecher to the gula speedily in our time. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, uvo letzion goyel, the goyel, the redeemer, will come to Tzion, to Yerushalayim, uleshove fesha beYaakov, to eliminate all sin from the Jewish people. Bimheiro v'yameinu, amen. Rabbeinu Zal, in a chapter on the Likutei Moran, Torah Resh Tes Vov, a relatively short chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 215, there Rabbeinu Zal reveals an unbelievable secret showing how the tzaddik, who is Bechinas Moshe, he stands between the most severe din you could imagine, the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst, which is Shmad, Shmat means a person who rejects Hashem completely. 100% total rejection of Hashem. That's Shmat. That's like worst idol. That's the ultimate of idol worship. No, there's no idol, there's no Hashem. That's total atheism. That's the bottom. And the highest level of sweetness, the highest level of chesed, of rachamim, is called rotzayn. Rotzayn means I want you. What desire, appeasement, total appeasement. Maisha is 345, and Shmad is 344, Ratzayin is 346. Moshe Rabbeinu is the tzaddik who has the ability to take Shmad, which brings about super din, you know, the super din, and change it to Ratzayin, turn it around to Ratzayin. And the time when this happens most, especially, is Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim. Rabbi Nazal has a chapter in the Likutei Moran where he shows that each one of the holidays is called Mikra Kodesh. It announces, it proclaims holiness. It proclaims Ratzayin. Because each one of the holidays we celebrate, we're celebrating the miracles that Hashem performed on that day. Sukkos, we're celebrating the miracles of those clouds, those seven miracle clouds that laundered and tailored the clothing of the Jews, that straightened out all the mountains and everything, all the different miracles. That's what the Yontif screams. It's Hizgalus HaRotzayin. It shows that everything Hashem can do, whatever he wants. You know, this Rotzayin, which represents a super high level of chesed. Shubizecha, that the tzaddikim of the caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKoyen, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbeinu Zal, should complete the job. These should complete the total Hamtoka Sadinim and bring about the Gula Shlema. Shoin, 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 shoin. Now, today. Hayom.